Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:35 Irish Summer Time. Today is October 10th, but this is the audio for October 9th. I apologize for recording so late. It has nothing to do with the conditions in the market, but my daughter had a little bit of an accident and we had to rush to the A&E. She has a pulled shoulder and is in quite a lot of pain, so we've only just got back, and that's the reason I'm recording late. This has been absolute carnage in the stock markets today. This is leading on from new highs in the VIX, new highs for the OIS LIBOR spread, and new highs for the TED spread. So the conditions in the stock markets are being very much impacted by what is happening in the credit markets and being held hostage to this freezing up of liquidity in the money markets. This is having some very real effects for the real economy, and it is leading to quite severe accelerations in the downtrends of so many indices. We are becoming increasingly overextended relative to 200-day moving averages, and the further you pull a string in one direction, the faster it's going to pull back in the other direction. So we know that when these markets eventually hit a low, there's going to be a big rally. The question is, of course, is when are they going to hit a low? And what we are looking at now is that the very real possibility that there's going to have to be serious injections of capital directly into the banking system by central banks and treasuries all over the world to get these markets moving once more and have liquidity moving through the market. It is just simply not enough to make loans available to banks if they're unwilling to lend to each other. And there is going to have to be some rather extreme circumstances or extreme measures taken. What is being outlined by Hank Paulson is that he could inject liquidity directly into banks, in other words, buy their shares. And he contends that he has enough of leeway with the TARP package to be able to do that. If that's the case, and that is something he actually decides to do, in other words, buy banks directly, that means that the 700 billion turns into a 700 billion plunge protection team. And if we start to see injections of liquidity straight into banks, or we see the Treasury and the Fed acting as a clearinghouse for money market instruments or debt instruments, short-term debt instruments, then we can slowly start to get this liquidity moving again. But at the moment, it's not happening, and that is putting enormous pressure on stock markets. We have the Dow Jones today below 9,000. So it was at 10,000 less than a week ago, and it's less than 9,000 today. This is free fall territory. It can't keep falling at this rate indefinitely, and it is becoming increasingly overextended. We have the Nikkei down in the future as I'm watching here, down 1,000 points. So the Nikkei's down to 8,000. We're seeing a lot of dislocations in the market, where, for example, gold is now, had fallen. When I posted comment of the day, it was down about $20. It's now above $900. That moving average, the 200-day moving average, is around the $900 level. So if it can sustain a move above that, that's going to be quite positive. And gold's safe haven status will be reassured at those levels. But the more money that goes into gold as a safe haven, when markets eventually do start to free up, it does leave the yellow metal at risk of some of that money getting taken out rather abruptly. So that is certainly something to be aware of with a lot of these safe havens. We also saw that the yen earlier on today was quite a bit weaker, but I anticipate, and I'm just pulling the chart up as I speak, that with the kind of moves that we're having right now, that we're going to see this yen getting significantly stronger. And it has completely reversed yesterday's action, has actually made new lows as of right now. Oh, sorry, new highs as of right now for the yen, low for the dollar. This is massive unwinding of carry trades. And of course, there are people out there who will be pressuring this yen long position to put pressure on a lot of those carry trades and force further deleveraging to help out their short positions. And of course, they're well entitled to do that to help or to renormalize this market and pressuring people who are on the wrong side of trades. It's the way the markets work. Of course, today we also saw that the bank shares were quite heavily sold as the ban on short selling expired in the US. And we saw the three major bank indices falling and closing out the day more or less close to their lows. And it's probably going to take something of an intervention to stop people selling these banks because there is just so much risk attached to them with liquidity not dry, with not flowing. Obviously, if banks aren't willing to trust each other, there's very little incentive for anyone else to trust them either. And they know a lot more about their situation than the rest of us. So there's a lot of confidence being lost in this market, and there are going to have to be very concrete steps made to attempt to fix it. Interest rate cuts alone are just not going to cut the mustard in here. We're going to have to see very substantial injections of capital directly into the banking system to shore up these balance sheets. And the faster we can find out exactly what it is these banks are holding, the better it is for us. The whole process by which the TARP will be buying the badly priced or mispriced or unable to price instruments needs to be sped up. We've seen that PIMCO and a number of other asset managers are competing to deal with or have put in bids to deal with this problem, and it needs to be sped up. We need central banks to get ahead of the curve in here and take some brave steps to offset what is turning into a very messy situation. And those credit indices are going to be extremely, it's extremely important to keep an eye on them because when they come back and when we get downward dynamics on those, it's going to coincide with big upward dynamics in stock markets, and those upward dynamics are going to be large because they will have to be to register on these charts that have fallen so significantly. We are in the eye of the storm right now, and it is difficult to look across the chasm and see that things can improve, but they will improve. This too will pass. And the trauma involved with this type of market activity when one is a long investor as opposed to someone who is short. Obviously, someone who is short is triumphant in this type of environment and probably pyramiding. But they will also have in the back of their minds that this market cannot fall indefinitely at this rate. And sooner rather than later, there will be some sort of clearing rally. That means that they're lowering stops as they're pyramiding positions. It doesn't take an awful lot of demand to start pressuring these shorts, but it does need to come, and we have no evidence of it just yet. So this is definitely a wait and see type of environment. It is not the time to be panicking out of positions because we are so remarkably overextended, and the markets could easily be higher in 3 weeks' time than they are today. So we are experiencing a great deal of short-term trauma, but it is likely to be short-term in nature. These markets are in the continuing consistent downtrends. What I'm talking about is a rally that will help to clear out some of the short positions. Markets will then have to consolidate and push significantly above any rally highs to tell us that we've hit the absolute low for this move. That's certainly not clear, and there's no need to talk about that at the moment. What we're looking for is a rally to clear out some of these short positions and clear the extremely oversold condition that a lot of these markets are in. Looking at a couple of these other markets in here, well, we see now that platinum is almost at parity to gold, and gold is at 923 as I'm speaking. We have platinum at, I'm just waiting for that screen to load, it's at 1,020. So there's only $100 in the difference between the gold and platinum prices, and platinum is remarkably cheap relative to gold in here right now. Silver is a better performer, it's back up above $12. And we also see that gold shares are very overextended relative to the gold price. That is not something that's going to change, I think, markedly until we see credit markets starting to ease once more. We saw that those ratios pulled back an awful lot yesterday, and that was definitely a high of near-term significance. But we need to see them come back further, and in absolute terms, we need to see those indices capitalizing on those good upward dynamics we saw them put in yesterday. So that is still very much a liquid situation. We continue to see that the grain markets are in medium-term corrections and are well below their highs at present. And there's no risk from inflation in this environment. Certainly, no one will be talking about inflation anymore, considering the way stock markets are performing and the outlook, the perception of what economies are going to look like in 2009. We're starting to hear talk about a global recession. That, I think, the IMF definition of that is when growth slows on a global basis below 2.5%. So, with fears like that running riot, and given the way stock markets are performing, it wouldn't be too surprising for a bit of competition in bearish forecasts to start creeping in to this type of environment, and we can expect to see extrapolations on the downside from here on out, because there is a temptation to predict what you see, and that is very dangerous when something is this remarkably overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. We know that it will not continue in this fashion, but we do need to wait until we see those signals. I keep reiterating that same point. And with the way that these markets are moving, we can expect the dollar to stay steady and the yen to strengthen further against a whole range of other currencies. But we can expect that short-term move to reverse whenever these liquidity markets start to free up once more. And the ball is very much in the court of central bankers right now. And let's hope they're up to the task. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you for your time and indeed your patience.